This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, August 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. A program in Delta County is helping immigrant women learn English, but they're not just sitting in a classroom studying grammar. These women come from countries as close as Mexico and as far away as Myanmar. And they're learning English on the farm, where they're also picking up tips on healthy eating and gardening on the Western Slope. KBNF's Laura Pomasano visited the farm and has this report.
It's a warm summer day at Thistle Whistle Farm, a 16-acre spread outside of Hotchkiss. But despite the heat, eight women are here pulling weeds and planting cabbage seeds. They've traveled 45 minutes from Delta. Participant Yadira Rivera even brought her three kids along. That's a big help because it gives them something to do while school's out.
My kids enjoy came to the farm. And they like because they learn about plants and how to grow some vegetables.
Since she's been coming here, Rivera and her family have planted their own garden back home.
We grow chili, tomatoes, cilantro, and basil.
But these women are not just learning what grows and what doesn't on Colorado's Western Slope. They're also learning how to eat well.
The recipe is that we're going to start with 3/4 cup.
Chris Bailey is their teacher.
A lot of what has brought them to the program is that they are noticing that their families and themselves are beginning to suffer from health issues that they had not suffered from before. And they are making the connection that some of their food choices are not serving them.
Bailey says most of the women involved are learning English. They found out about the program through their ESL class.
This is also an opportunity for them to learn how to both speak and hear English and write, because we write a lot of the things down that we do here. So they get a lot of support to practice their English skills here.
How you call that thing in English?
Double boiler.
Veronica Olguin moved to Colorado from Chihuahua, Mexico. She has diabetes and high blood pressure, but she wants to be healthier.
Because I'm learning a lot of the plants and the food and healthy food. And I make that a different food, more healthy.
So the stronger flavors, the better flavors, the things that we like the most in the farm food are generally the things that are better for us.
That's Mark Waltermeyer. He owns Thistle Whistle Farm. And he says he hopes the women get as much out of the exchange as he does.
They've suggested or requested I grow a lot of vegetables that I hadn't, and herbs that I hadn't heard of or tried before. And I've been introduced to all sorts of fun, new varieties and fun new vegetables that I would otherwise not have been exposed to. So it's changed my diet too. I eat all sorts of things that I previously never knew about.
Nutrition teacher Chris Bailey says the four-year-old program must be doing something right. Each year the women keep coming back.
They have learned how to, first of all, grow food and feel that they can grow food no matter what their circumstances are, that if they just have a few pots they can grow food for their families. Then they're becoming ever more emboldened at this point to take foods that they're unfamiliar with and begin to experiment and make new foods for their families and change what's going on in their family dynamic with regard to healthy foods.
Delta County runs the program. Its main source of funding comes from a grant through the Colorado Health Foundation. However, that money runs out this year, and unless another source of funds can be found, the program may end. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomasano.
If you visit the Colorado National Monument in the future, you will see beautiful sights and maybe even a wild animal. But what you won't see are drones. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Unmanned aircraft have become popular in recent years, but now the National Park System has put a moratorium on them, banning drones in national parks temporarily, while it figures out the official stance they want to take. This is Colorado National Monument Superintendent Lisa Eckert.
It's quite the hobby, and what the primary purpose is that I've seen, it's filming. And so it's a different way to capture your memory. I personally encountered a drone. To be honest, I didn't know what it was at first. I could see out through my office window something large and white hovering. And when I went out to find out more about it, I could hear it.
Aside from drones just crashing and falling out of the sky, there's also the issue of noise and drones spooking wildlife.
Visitors have been commenting about noise levels, harassment levels, and simply the inappropriate activity, that they come to national park units for solitude, and they're not having it if there's a drone buzzing.
Eckhart did say that drones might be used for search and rescue operations, or perhaps scientific studies. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Late last week, a Michigan man who was visiting the Rio Grande National Park with his girlfriend fell and died. 22-year-old Dylan Jarzma was photographing the North Clear Creek Falls when he lost his footing and fell off a cliff. This is Mike Blakeman with the Forest Service. He says the area is a natural draw for photographers.
North Clear Creek has quite a bit of water running through it, and it drops about 80 to 100 feet from where it starts off down into these large boulders down at the bottom. It's extremely scenic. The overlook has a beautiful viewpoint for photographing this falls. In fact, some claim that it's the most photographed waterfall in Colorado. Don't know if that's true or not, but it is our most visited site on the forest. If I remember correctly, I've been here for 36 years. If I remember correctly, we've had one other fatality over in this area. It's a dangerous site if you get too close to the edge.
Dylan and his girlfriend were on vacation before moving to Colorado Springs. Colorado water leaders and political candidates are in Snowmass Village this week for a water conservation conference focused on conservation policy and Colorado's water plan. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democratic Senator Mark Udall and his challenger, Republican Congressman Cory Gardner, both made appearances. Udall talked about the impacts of climate change on water, such as droughts and decreased snowpack.
Our climate is changing, and the only thing constant or predictable on the subject is science that shows we can't ignore the problem.
Representative Gardner, who grew up on the Eastern Plains, says he wants to focus on water storage.
If we were to build every water project on the books today and every one that's under construction, we are still short of water into the future. And how are we going to meet the needs of industry and agriculture and our communities if we don't store more water?
Both candidates are locked in a tight and expensive race, which could determine control of the U.S. Senate this fall. The conference wraps up this weekend. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Denver Zoo is celebrating the 58th birthday of Bert the Hippo this week. That's remarkably old for a hippopotamus. Denver Zoo large animal curator Dale Leeds told CPR News that Bert has slowed down a little, but is still going strong.
So during the time that I've known him, he's been a dream to be around. When he was younger, I don't know. He might have been a little bit of a tougher guy, which is very common in some younger years. But my whole experience with him has been nothing but pleasant the entire time.
Bert's been a fan favorite since he arrived at the zoo in 1958. The zoo is offering free admission through Sunday to anyone with a name with Bert in their name. Stay tuned for P. Gibby and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.